Many musicians and artists have day jobs to help pay bills their art won't cover. Today, a profile of one Fayetteville artist who has cobbled together a career that doesn't include waiting tables or punching a time clock. Beth Stockdell plays the Celtic harp. She says it was a midlife crisis that led her to learning how to play the harp.
Well, I decided that as I was finishing my college degree at age 35, that there needed to be more music in my life. Wanted there to be music, and at the time I was going through difficult other time periods. There just needed to be something nice and soothing, and beautiful harp music seemed to be the medicine that I needed at the time.
For several years before picking up the harp, Beth made stained glass windows, selling them wherever she could. But working with glass creates small cuts that makes plucking harp strings difficult, so Beth had to give up the glass.
Whoever thought making stained glass windows and playing the harp at the same time was a good idea was really wrong. Those two hobbies don't go well together, so I had spent enough time with glass. It was time to move on to a new artistic endeavor, since the harp had firmly taken first place in my heart.
While continuing to work on her music career, Beth picked up another trade, bookmaking.
I love making books, and luckily I don't get as many paper cuts, so I don't have to worry about paper cuts on my fingers. It's an easier hobby with the harp playing, and I'm a very well-rounded bookaholic reader, little free library steward, bookmaker. I'm all about the books, and so making books seemed a really perfectly logical step in my artistic endeavors.
Hours of practicing her harp began to pay off for Beth as she began playing weddings and other events around Northwest Arkansas. She also had skills as a photographer, honed when she worked with a photography studio in Portland, Oregon, before moving to Arkansas. Those skills, along with her bookmaking experiences and her knowledge of the Celtic harp, all came together when Beth was named editor-in-chief of the international quarterly magazine, The Folk Harp Journal.
It's an 84-page full-color trade magazine, and I pick the content and do all the graphic design and edit all the material that goes in.
Magazine editor, bookmaker, and professional musician. Lots of hats, but Beth has connected them all into a fascinating career. You can find her work at her website, stockdell.com. Reporting for KXUA, I'm Rick Stockdell.